Hey, everybody, it's Kendrick Cross, a.k.a. Titus Hughes, and you're now listening to The Actors Lounge with Mel V.
Hey, guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Actors Lounge. I'm your host, Mel V, and today we have with us a very special guest. Please welcome to the show, actor and poet, Kendrick Cross. Hey, Kendrick, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here. I'm excited to talk with you and just hear more about your story.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, before we get into all the acting stuff, I just want to say congratulations to you because I saw that you just recently received the key to the city and you have an actual Kendrick Cross Day in Columbia, South Carolina. And this is not your first key to the city. This is actually your second key to the city. Like, that's amazing.
Right. Yeah. I guess I made a mark everywhere I go.
I'm like, who are you?
I try to make an impact.
That's right. Crazy. So can you just tell me, like, what does it mean to get the key to the city and how does it feel to be honored in such a way?
I mean, for me, it's the ultimate recognition, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's years of hard work. It's years of support from good people, friends, family, people that don't even know you that somehow know your energy and they support you, being recognized for that. You know, Columbia just recognized Jay-Z and Beyonce. So for me to be along that same level, it's amazing to me. It's superb. I mean, I'm just really excited about it, you know?
Yeah, that's a big deal. Now, what does it exactly mean? Because I've heard, you know, people being awarded key to the city. Like, what does that actually mean or entail?
You're going to put me on the spot, right? Because I don't really know.
I think, again,
it's just a recognition of a distinguished citizen of Columbia, South Carolina, a distinguished citizen of Louisville, Kentucky. Because I'm originally from Louisville. So they're the ones who recognize me first. April 14th is also Kendrick Cross Day in Louisville,
where my
family's from. And we happen to grow up in the same neighborhood as Muhammad Ali. Mm. So, you know, again, I go on a wall, me and my mother, we're on a wall now among greats like Muhammad Ali and different people from Louisville. And now I'll be on that same wall in Columbia, South Carolina. So I'm beyond excited.
Yeah, that's amazing. Congratulations. That's very, very inspiring. I actually have a friend. She's a listener of the show. She loves the show. You and I had already kind of been in talks about getting you on the show and interviewing you. And she's from South Carolina. She lives there currently. And she was like, do you think it's possible you can get Kendrick Cross on the show? He's from South Carolina. I would love to hear his story and like how he, you know, made his transition. She's an actor as well. And so, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm actually already like, you know, communicating with him, trying to get an interview scheduled. So I know she's going to be really excited just to hear this story and, you know, just hear everything that you have had to go through to get to where you're at. So
it's definitely
beneficial. So can you tell us, you have a very extensive acting career, very lengthy. So can you tell us just how and when and where did this all begin for you? Where did this journey start?
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, I grew up in a bunch of different places. And so I've had a lot of experiences over my years, good and bad. All those kind of led to where I'm at today, because I've always been the one that's always been a little different. This little kid that didn't necessarily adapt to growing up in the hood, or, you know, we went to Germany, we've been in Japan. And I was always so shy, that I stood out amongst people. I was good at sports, you know, and then when I did connect with people always gravitated towards me. Mm-hmm. And so my journey, you know, it started basically with poetry, over in Germany. I wrote my mother a poetry book, and it lay dormant for a while until I moved to South Carolina and we started doing open mics, and people would often say, wow, it looks like your acting. And so it began to take on this theatrical appeal to it, you know, and people would like really be all into it and like, wow, man. And sometimes like it would be so deep, I would cry on stage, and you know, and it wasn't like an act, it was like I was just so passionate about it. So I hooked up with an agent in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I took a few classes, and like he kept saying, man, you're a natural. Wow, you know, your instincts are there. And that's all acting is, just being natural, being human on camera, you know. A lot of people tend to overact, and, you know, and I have that moment, have those moments too. But once you can conquer being human and just having a conversation with people and having natural feelings, then it looks effortless. And I've seen a lot of major actors do that, and I'm like, oh, okay. Because acting is hard. It's not easy. You know, once you conquer your own style, then, you know, and you become believable. So 20 years ago, wow, it's been 20 years. So, you know, I booked right out of class, and my first TV show was Dawson's Creek.
Yes, I love Dawson's Creek, too. I watched that growing up.
Right. So, you know, and then it just kept going. I booked commercial after commercial. I booked over 100 commercials. And sometimes it's hard for me to believe, like, wow, you know, you worked that much. Where's all the money at? You know?
But, that's the big question.
And, you know, I just kept honing in on my craft. And that's what we have to do as actors, which, you know, it led up to booking after booking. And the last 3 years, I've averaged over 25 bookings a year. So, and that's TV, film, commercial, and industrial. So, It's just been a heck of a journey, you know, and I'm enjoying the ride. I'm still learning, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's incredible. Like, that just sounds like such a rich experience. Like, as an actor, you know, your dream is to work and be able to take advantage of those opportunities. So to hear, like, the consistency and you being able to, like, book continuously like that, that is so encouraging in itself. That's huge.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, is it correct to say Ambitions is your first series regular role?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
That is amazing. Now, well, congratulations on that, because I know that's a huge accomplishment for you personally.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I think just hearing that and knowing how long you've been in the business, I think that's just a beautiful testament to perseverance and dedication to your passion and the craft itself. You know, what would you tell another actor out there who's listening and who may be battling with time and getting in their heads and saying things like, you know, this is taking too long or I'm getting old? Like, what advice would you give them, you know, if they're thinking those things?
I mean, one thing you have to be patient as an actor. I mean, I even have those moments where I'm like, wow, why didn't I book that one? You know, one that I really wanted to get in. Or show that I really wanted to be on that I know I just killed, smashed the audition. But we have to understand and accept, not only is you're auditioning against 1,000 people, but a casting director once told me it might not be your audition. It might be your eye color, your height, you know, your weight, you know, compared to your, you know, if I'm up with a female lead, they don't want me super taller than her. They don't want me super shorter than her. So, and so many other factors, which at that moment I was like, oh, okay. So I tend to relax when it comes to bookings, because we all think we deserve the booking, but somebody has to get it. But my main thing is be patient and commit to the role, like commit to what you're doing. Stay in the moment. Be my auditions are so crazy. and it's just a style I developed, but I visualize everything so well that I'm, you know, if I'm in a room with just a camera and a white wall and one person, I don't see that. I see the streets. I see the library. I hear things. You have to hone in. You have to hone in to what the circumstance is in your scene. And a lot of people, I don't want to say they don't take it seriously, but they don't take it seriously. So they're just memorizing lines. Right. Which is the ultimate fail with acting, you know. You have to be there. You have to be in the moment. You have to, you know, accept responsibility for being a student. And a lot of actors think they're, you know, they're beyond learning, and beyond think they're masters. Right. Well, I'm not, and I'm a series regular now, and I still know I have a lot to learn. Wow. And I'm looking forward to learning every bit and piece of acting that I can.
Now, what has been your experience, one, being a series regular and working on ambitions? Like, what has that meant for you and your growth as an actor?
You know, so we never know what to expect. It was completely new to me. I'm in this thing with Brian White, Robin Givens, mm-hmm. Essence Atkins, who I knew already. Me and Essence did a film about 10 years ago, so we were already pretty comfortable with each other. But nice. The transition from where I was doing recurring roles, guest star, co-star, day player roles, to becoming a series regular is so much more work. Mm-hmm. And it's so challenging that I could see how it could push people over the edge, but you have to just buckle down. I would walk into my trailer. There's like 5 scripts there, you know, and I'm on 20 something pages, you know, and you like, so you just got to get a format for how you study, and you can't go out on the weekend. You got to go study. You got to go sit your butt down and learn them lines and then, you know, get into the character. And that's what I would do. You know, people didn't see me for that whole entire time, you know, maybe once or twice, but yeah, when it comes to work, you got to buckle down. You got to hang with the best.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like, you know, just the difference. I just was wondering like what that difference was, you know, being a recurring or a guest star versus a series regular. I'm sure like the levels are just so much higher because you're carrying a show, you know, you have so many scenes and there's so much required of you. So it's interesting just to hear you say like, yeah, like it's a lot. Like you have to really give it your all and put yourself into that whole experience, like on and off set, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I mean, I love the show. It's such a great show. I had Erica Page on the show and got to interview her and also Karan, which was really great. And I love just hearing, you know, everyone's experience. And I've always heard really good things about Ambition. So I think that's great.
Nice.
Yeah. Can you talk about some of maybe like the challenges that you've had to overcome on your journey? You know, you've been in this business for many years, you've had great success, but what have been some things that you've had to overcome and just kind of push through?
Like most actors, you know, finances, you know, you know, we might work one day and it might not work for 3 months. So again, we got to find, if this is our passion, we got to find a way to finance it, you know? And so, even before booking Ambitions, even though I was working so much, I was struggling, you know, and I was never worried. I'm never worried because money's no big deal to me. I didn't mean it the way it sounds, but I don't mind working for what I need. So I would drive Uber. I would self-tape. I ran a self-tape service. Financially, it's probably the biggest hold up or hold back for actors, you know, and I've just experienced it all financially.
That's a huge one. I mean, the financial aspect, not knowing exactly when the next check is going to come and, you know, wanting to work and do something to make money, but needing that flexibility, not wanting to miss out on auditions. Like, I think that's a big struggle for actors, just trying to figure that piece out. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, how have you managed to just mentally stay in it and, you know, stay mentally strong? Like, what do you tap into or what keeps you going? What keeps you motivated?
I've always been self-aware of like my humility, I guess, if that makes sense. And my friends keep me grounded. My family keeps me grounded. I mean, I'm not the type to get the big head about anything anyway. I'm usually quiet about what I do. Mm-hmm. And half the time, people don't even know I'm an actor. I don't tell them. They ask me what I do for a living. I say, oh, I drive Uber. until they can figure out this. Like, wait a minute, this guy's on TV. But, yeah, I mean, you need a nice group of friends on the same energy level as you that just hold you down mentally and physically, people you could talk to when you're having problems. Because, you know, it doesn't matter how successful you are, you're still human. You're going to have problems. You're going to have relationship issues. You're going to have all these things. You need good friends, basically. Mm-hmm. You have to have it. You can't do this without it.
What do you feel like, or do you feel like you have a particular purpose with your craft and, you know, just as being an actor? And if so, you know, what is that for you?
That's a good question. I mean, I just always want to inspire people, especially kids. You know, kids are so impressionable, and they look up to adults to lead them. And we have so many bad people in the political world and on the streets that are quick to steer a child wrong. I want to be the opposite. I want to be the good guy that shows people that it can be done with hard work, and learn how to push and inspire each other to be great. And I don't know. It's such a sad thing going on in the world right now. And the kids are, you know, they can't help what's going on. And they need people who are successful to show them how to do it properly. And you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm so passionate about it. It kind of bothers me a little bit to see, you know, I was just the other day in the barbershop and I saw a lady, she was so mean to her kids.
Ooh.
And I'm like, you know, they're like 4 or 5 years old and, you know, they were like scared of her. And I almost spoke up, but you know better than do that. But I just want to be a positive role model for everyone, you know, kids especially, but yeah, everyone, you know. And I'm real passionate about homelessness. That's why everything I do generally, you know, I ask people to bring clothing and stuff for the homeless. I take it there myself. I took it to Oliver Gospel Mission. Sorry, you don't know where that is. Sorry. But I took it to one of the missions here for my watch party. I took all the clothes there myself. And you know, I don't want anything in return. It's just, people need us. We need each other. And acting aside, I mean, we got to help each other.
Yeah, you know, I think that's big. Just being so selfless, you know, and just having a heart for people and for souls, you know what I mean? Just people that, just knowing, like, if you're in a position where you can help somebody and you don't do that, like, I just feel like as a human and as a person, it's just like, that is just such a small thing to be in a position and to help someone. It's a small thing. So it's like to just do that selfishly, I think is really big. And I think it's just really important. And I think if more of us thought that way, I think, you know, there's so much that could change in our world. Like if we were all just had that same type of mindset.
Right.
Yeah. And I know I think in your bio, it said something about how you used to put on like poetry events and you would donate to homeless, or you would do it for the homeless.
Yep.
Okay. Do you still do that? Or is that something that you used to do?
Yeah. So my poetry days, unfortunately, kind of, I really got busy with acting. Remember I said those 25 to 30 gigs a year. So unfortunately, and I really love poetry too. I was really passionate about it, but trying to do both, my mind would just, I couldn't stay focused. So I had to like kind of put it aside. And so now I'm kind of like in this writer's block thing. I'm thinking about it all the time, but I can't complete full poems now. But anytime I did shows, any show I did, that was part of it. You know, either I reduced the ticket price or, you know, I just asked people to bring things for the club. And they always did. I would leave with truck load of bag of clothes and everything, and I take it right over there to the people.
That's amazing. And you know, you say you want to inspire. You are inspiring. I mean, you're already doing that. You're already walking in that. So I mean, if you don't know that, I'm just telling you, just from hearing what you're, you know, what you're sharing with me, like, you're inspiring. Just for my friend to reach out and, you know, want to hear your story, like, and being excited that you're on the show, you know what I mean? Like, you're an inspiration to, I know, so many people. And just to have like the key to the city, and I'm sure, like, you know, just people that you come across in your day-to-day life, you're inspiring. So I just want you
Thank
to know
you.
That. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. And tell your friend I said hello, and I appreciate her support and love.
Yeah, she'll be listening.
Right back at her.
Her name is Sheena. She will definitely be listening to this episode. So.
Sheena. But thank you, Sheena.
Yeah, definitely. Now, how important have relationships and networking been for you throughout your career? Has that been something that's, you know, helped you get work and just like book jobs and stuff? Like how important has that been for you?
So that's actually a really good question. I mean, I don't rely on that, but think about if you're a decent person, right? And you professional on set and you just go do good work, people will remember you. I don't have to brown nose to get jobs. I mean, because, you know, you got to think about casting directors and people in power. they get thousands of people wanting them to put them in work. But no, I want to show mine on the screen. I want to show mine in the audition room. That's where I want you to say, hey, I like this kid. Or, you know, of course, they always say networking is good. But it hasn't helped me much, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. And I have been told that I book roles that, and I don't know how I got them. Like, even now, I got two or three calls where they're saying they want to check my availability. And so I asked my agent, wait, I don't remember this. Did I audition for this? And they're like, no.
Wow.
So I know that people are watching,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And, you know, there may be someone have spoken up for me. I heard that Benny Boom, spoke up for me. You know, he directed the first few episodes of, Ambitions. And also I worked with him on, Black Lightning and the Tupac story. So, unbeknownst to me, Will Packer said, yeah, when they were looking for Titus for this Ambitions, that Benny said, hey, I need you to look at this guy.
Wow.
So it was nothing necessarily that I did to Benny, because I would see Benny all the time in the gym. And I think one thing they like about me, I never talk about acting. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, can you know, hey, I sure would like to be in that. Hey, nah, I was just, you know, it's just a regular guy. What's up, bro? Like, what you want to get in on some of this, you know? And so I think once you just be regular with people, you know, connect with them on an energetic level, and, you know, quit trying to get something out of them. Mm-hmm. It'll happen.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Yeah. No, I think that's so important that you say that, because I think a lot of people, when they think of networking, they're thinking, okay, I'm, you know, like that word in itself, it becomes like this daunting thing where it's like, it's really not about networking. It's more so about just connecting with people on a real level.
Right.
Like without the agenda or it's more so like, hey, you know, what can I do for you? Like, how can I help you? You know, being of service to other people and just making those genuine relationships. And like you were saying, just like your interactions with Benny, it's like, it was just on some normal stuff. Like, not like, hey, I'm an actor, I do this, I do that. You know, it's your work will go before you, you know, and if you're doing good work, like it will come back full circle. So I'm glad you said that.
I've had George Pierre, who's a casting director in Atlanta, he and I are friends. And, you know, he said, man, one thing I like about you, I noticed, he said, you never asked me for anything. You never, you asked me to go have a drink. You know, you asked me to, you know, meet me out. And I don't want that. And I don't want to earn it in that way. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I want you to see me. I still want to audition. I want you to. You know, I want to be told no sometimes. I want to be told, okay, let me do it again, but this way. You know, let me impress you by my performance. Then I can buy you a drink, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely understand that. Now, can you tell me what #1000thingskenny means? Like, where? I see that on your Instagram. So where did that come from and what does that mean?
Oh, wow. So it used to be #100thingskenny. And some friends of mine kept saying, man, you keep doing all these things. You need to switch it to 1,000. And I was like, no, I kind of like 100. You know, it keeps me regular, you know, but it's really an internal thing to myself. It's accomplishments. It's showing people that you can do whatever you want and be proud of it. So originally it started off as trips. I wanted to take 100 trips a year. It doesn't have to be in a big plane somewhere elaborate. It could be driving from South Carolina to Virginia. And, you know, I just wanted to do different things to enhance my life. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly it turned into everything that I do, mainly acting. So right now it's mainly on the acting level, 1000thingskenny. And because, yeah, my bookings were so crazy, people kept saying, man, it needs to be 1000thingskenny. and it just keeps, it blows out. It's so funny because people actually see me and they'll say that hashtag, which is funny, you know.
It's like a thing.
right.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. It's positive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It might be a t-shirt. Look, there you go.
Right, I know. Nah, you should totally make a t-shirt. T-shirts. People would wear it.
Right.
I love that. And it's like a way for people to feel, you know, more connected to you. So I think you should do that. Right. That's cool. Okay, Kenny. So my last question before we wrap, I want to ask, what advice would you give to a younger Kenny Kendrick? What advice would you give to a younger Kenny on his journey as an actor, knowing what you know now? What is some advice or some things that you would tell yourself?
Oh, man, that's really good. Don't be afraid. Like I mentioned before, I grew up really shy, and I guess that's fear or lack of self-confidence. And again, those things are internal. No one else can make me confident, you know? It has to come from me first. You know, 1,000 people can tell me, oh, man, no, you're doing this, you're doing that. But if you don't feel it yourself, it's pointless. So, yeah, don't be afraid, man. It's okay. It's going to be okay. What else? Patience, of course. I think I mentioned that before. I have my moments of being impatient. But if you're grinding like you should be, you won't have time to be impatient, really.
Yeah, that's true.
And be nice to people, period. And that's, I've always done that anyway, so the young Kenny would know that. But for everyone else listening, just be nice. It's okay. Like, your problems are yours. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be everyone else's. Just be nice, and you'll see niceness come back to you in many ways, in many rewards.
Very well said. I think that's great advice. We all can definitely benefit from being more patient, not being shy, not having that fear, and just allowing ourselves just to be who we are and really, like, fully be in these moments and fully be in this journey, like, you know, knowing that you're enough and validating yourself. That's, like, so important. Right. So key.
And practice. Sorry.
Yeah.
Especially when I was playing basketball, I would go shoot 100 jump shots every day. I would go force myself to dribble with my left hand, even though I'm right-handed. I would go play defensive drills. And these were things that I did on my own to make myself better. Yeah. We have to do that in everything we want to do. The human body is so perfect. It's so perfect in itself. That's how you see people who can dive down a mile underwater with one breath. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have that ability to do that. We all can, I don't know, we have so much potential within ourselves. So you got to find what's your potential.
Yeah.
And practice that. Work on it. Mm-hmm. Evolve. Grow. So much. I can tell I'm a little passionate, but
yeah. No, it's good. It's definitely things that, you know, we as actors or just whoever's listening to this, we need to hear that. And you can apply that to anything that you're doing in life. So
right. That's
definitely good advice. Before we wrap, do you have any last words or anything that you wanted to say before we wrap this interview?
Oh, I just want to thank you. I know we've been going back and forth for a while, and I appreciate it. I kind of shy away from interviews, but I'm starting to, like, listen to myself and say, if Kenny, it's okay. Yeah. You know, just talk. You're just having a conversation with someone. But normally I'm a little bit reserved, so I kind of run away from interviews. But I just want to thank you. You know, I appreciate it. You're making me better.
Oh, good.
Just by doing this. Good. And hopefully it'll get better. And to the world, I love you. I love everyone. And I hope and pray that we all love each other enough to respect each other. And to grow like humans are supposed to be, man. We're supposed to be on a mental elevated plane right now, but instead we're fighting about race and things that are out of our control, petty stuff, you know, materials.
Yeah.
It's just tough.
Yeah, it's all such distractions too.
Right.
Getting away from just, like, the basic human emotion of love, you know? So
right.
I'm totally a believer in that. And you're so welcome. Thank you so much for being on the show. This has definitely been a very good conversation. And I love doing interviews, you know, because I like it to just be relaxed and just us talk and have a conversation. And, you know,
right.
I love just getting to know other actors and hearing their stories because it's very motivating for me. So thank you as well.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Can you let the listeners know where they can keep up with you on social media and keep up with your journey?
Absolutely. Please follow me on Instagram and Twitter is at Kenny the Poet. That's Kenny T-H-E. Poet, and I'm on Facebook as well as Kendrick Cross Poet. So So follow me, like Tupac said.
Yeah, follow me. Definitely. Well, Kenny, thank you so much again. Thanks for being on the Actors Lounge. I really, really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right. Well, you have a good rest of your day, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You too.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.